Hey guys, welcome back to Screaming with Alana, the much awaited and anticipated guest appearance by Ryan.
Hello.
My husband, for our little Q&A that you guys had for us. So this is probably going to end up being a 2 to 3 part segment because there was a lot more questions than we had anticipated. So let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. How we met. So we met online. Everybody always asks, how did you guys meet? And whenever I tell them, they're so surprised because they say that this never happens. But we actually met online on Plenty of Fish, which I think that's the part that people are most surprised about.
Yeah, it didn't have the best credibility at the moment.
But for us, well,
I think, no, when we were on it, it wasn't too bad. But then it started to get pretty bad from what I heard. Pretty just go on there and hook up with people when we were actually
looking for a relationship. That's true. We definitely didn't do that. I'm very pure.
Yes.
Anyway.
Correct.
So we met on there. It was kind of an instant connection. And I know like it sounds really corny, but I really believe when you know, you know. But I didn't believe that until I met him. So like we emailed and messaged a ton back and forth on Plenty of Fish. And then I was like, should we graduate to actually texting? And he's like, yeah, which funny thing about that, he didn't realize he didn't have unlimited texting back then.
Oh my God.
And his bill was like hundreds of dollars.
It was like $300.
He was like, I didn't know, but I do not have unlimited texting. And at that time I was like,
I had like
who doesn't have?
I had like 500 text messages and we had like 5,000 or something.
It was
crazy
insane.
Like yeah.
So we text all the time back and forth. And I really wish we would have saved those or at least saved the emails, but we didn't. And then we met, what, 3 weeks after texting?
It seemed like a long time.
Yeah, probably three weeks.
A month, yeah.
Nonstop, like literally from morning till night, texting all the time. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was in town and he said,
we never talked on the phone, though.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. We never talked on the phone. Never
why.
Once.
Yeah.
And then my mom was in town and he was like, oh, when is your mom leaving? And I said, oh, she's actually leaving tonight. And he said, oh, do you want to go bowling tonight? Which, lo and behold, I do not like bowling.
But during our text messages, oh, yeah, I love bowling. I love
okay,
sports.
Relax. I did say I love sports, which I do love sports.
No, you do. Yeah.
But that's just I'm not a fan of bowling. I think that's the worst first date ever. And
well,
Callie can attest to that. She can't believe that you kept me with bowling as first date.
Well, I think we bowled like one game and then just drank, so.
True that.
Yeah.
So we went bowling. Oh, okay. So he said, okay, you want to meet up for bowling? And then I remember I dropped my mom off and I was driving to see him. And I was like, okay, I've literally never heard this guy's voice. So I called him and I was like, okay, do you even know what my name is? Do you remember when I said that?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say? You didn't say Alana. I think you said Alana.
I think I probably did, yeah, because you never told me how to say it. And that's how it's
spelled. And then I was like, Alana. And he's like, all right, I got that. He's like, I can get that. And then we met up and then we went to Red Rock Bowling. And I'd remembered from all of our texting that your favorite drink was Crown and Ginger.
Yep,
so remember you were bowling and I was like, I'll be right back. And I went and I bought you your favorite drink.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Is that when you knew?
That's when I knew.
For sure. Okay, so that's kind of the backstory on how we met. We've been together a total of 9 years now. Next April will be 10 years. Married for 3
mm-hmm.
and a 2-year-old son. Okay, let's get into some of the questions now that you know a little bit of the backstory on us. So we've got, so a lot of the questions are towards Ryan about me.
Oh God, because it's all your coworkers and they want to know about you.
Oh no, it's the world.
No, it's not the
world. Relax, it's the world.
John from Texas.
What is your best advice for online dating?
Definitely be yourself. I mean, what's it called? Catfishing? I mean, you get caught. I mean, eventually you're going to meet the person. I mean, you're taking pictures or posting pictures from 10 years ago, and then you show up to the date, and you're 60 pounds heavier and 10 pounds older. It's not going to work out.
I think what was the most appealing to me about online dating, and it's funny because Ryan's and my backstory is also very similar. Like, we were both from back east. We were out here. It was at like the exact same time we both decided Vegas is not for us. We don't have any friends out here. It's impossible to date. We're going to move back east. And then literally within a couple of weeks, we met each other and then stayed. But I think something that was the most appealing for me with online dating is just being able to be brutally honest about what you want with no judgment. So basically, someone doesn't like what they read, they just go on by. It's not like they're going to come at you and be like, I can't believe you don't like to blah, 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 blah. Like, you could literally be so honest.
Yeah, there's no reason to not be yourself because eventually you'll find somebody that likes that.
Right. Yeah. Which I did. What was your first impression of me?
I mean, you looked exactly like your pictures, so you didn't catfish me. No, I thought you were really pretty. Like, obviously, you paid a lot of attention to our talking, how caring you were. By getting Crown and Ginger for me. So you were actually paying attention. And I was paying attention, too, because I took you bowling, which you said you liked.
I freaking hate bowling.
You were catfishing me about bowling.
Bowling is the worst. Okay, that's a question for later.
What does that mean, for later?
No, because I want to try to go more of in, like, a sequence. I don't want to jump to, like, life with a baby when we're not really there yet. True. What were your first thoughts when you discovered my real true personality?
I knew your personality basically from your text messages, too, because you would just blow me up and send me paragraphs and paragraphs, and I would be like myself, how I still am now, and give you two-sentence answers.
I really wish I would have saved them, because I feel like you probably said the same thing. I remember you would even tell me about how you're at the car dealership for Nissan waiting to get an oil change, and you wrote me like a whole story about your oil change.
Well, something probably happened.
Okay, relax.
But I didn't know how loud you were. I mean, you have the name Screaming with Atlanta for a reason.
So. Okay, let's just go ahead and talk about this. Yeah, so I was at work 2 days ago, and the girls were like, something that I was saying, one of the girls, Itzel, said something along the lines of how loud I am. And I was like, oh my God, you wouldn't even believe this, but I actually used to be louder. And her and Genesis were absolutely floored. They didn't think it's possible for me to be louder. So can you please discuss?
No, I mean, that was probably our biggest fights for like the first year of our relationship. Probably was like how loud you were. Like, we would go out to dinner and like you would just be so loud that it made it uncomfortable for me because I'm a pretty quiet person. I'm used to
I remember I would be like, why do you keep looking around? He's like, because absolutely every person in here can hear you. Staring over. And they're staring at us. I'm like, who cares what other people think? He's like, well, I do.
You also don't really have a filter, too. I mean, if we were just talking about normal stuff, then yeah, I don't have a filter. But you do not have a filter, so it's even more awkward.
So what toned me down? What do you think happened?
I think you're tired of fighting about it.
Yeah, I will say, we really don't fight. I would say in 9 years, would it be fair to say like 5 huge fights, like a handful?
Yeah, probably.
If even that, or maybe even more like 4. Yeah, like one every other year. We get along really well. I would say bickering? We bicker.
Yeah, we bicker.
We bicker. We're both not bad. Stubborn. It's not annoying though.
No.
That's a face.
No, it wasn't a face.
Okay.
I agree.
What is your biggest annoyance about me?
Well, back then it was how loud you were.
Okay, what is it now?
Now, biggest annoyance? That's tough.
Oh, why, there's so many?
No, I really, like, nothing came to mind, like, when you asked that question. Like, nothing would just, like, stood out immediately when you asked that question of what's annoying.
Okay, my biggest annoyance about you is, well, it used to be how long you take in the bathroom. That is so annoying.
Yeah.
You've gotten way better than that after we had an intervention. We actually went on a couples retreat to Florida with our best friends. What was it? 3 other couples? And I kept telling them, it's so annoying. He literally spends 45 minutes in the bathroom pooping. I don't understand why. And all of them were like, he's seriously in there that long? And then he went in the bathroom while we were at the hotel and he was in there forever. And they're like, oh my God, like you really weren't kidding. And then the next day he was in the bathroom and it had been like 20, 25 minutes. And they're like, all right, let's do an intervention. So we all pulled up chairs from our room and we legit sat outside of the bathroom. Yeah. And he opened the door and just
in his boxers,
opens the door, takes like a swift look around the room. And he's like, What's going on, guys? And Jang Mi, our friend, was like, we need to have a conversation about the amount of time you're spending in the bathroom. She's like, this is really excessive. What are you doing in there? And I think, looking back, it was kind of partially like an escape from me. Like, it was his time.
Yeah, it was.
It was like
plus
your time.
I would just be on my phone and then just time would fly by.
And I think just like I got sick of fighting about how loud I am. I think you got sick of fighting about me being like, seriously, like we were supposed to leave 30 minutes ago and you've been in the bathroom. Yeah. That gets old. But he's gotten a lot better at that now. My biggest annoyance about you would be you procrastinate.
I do do procrastinate.
I'm the type that if I'm not going to do it right away, then I'm going to write it down, because if I don't write something down, I'm going to forget. So I have to, I know that about myself well enough to know if I don't do that, I'm going to forget, and then it's going to affect other people. And with him, it's like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. And then I forget to keep reminding him, and then
you get the double whammy for me, because I procrastinate and I forget things.
Yeah, so. Procrastinate and forget.
I procrastinate and then I forget to do whatever I was procrastinating to do.
Yeah, definitely a double whammy. What was the other part? So what's annoying about me? I know it's only going to take a few days and you'll be like, you know what? I know what's annoying about you.
Set that podcast back up. I don't know if annoying is the word for it. We've talked about it before, how you exaggerate on your stories.
Okay, relax. I do not exaggerate on my stories. It's my personality that shines through in a conversation that makes it seem like it's amplified. Like, I talk with my hands, I get loud, I get excited.
Add elements to a story that didn't happen.
No, yeah, I do not add any. Okay, tell me one thing I've added to the element. Nothing. Next, what annoys you? And it doesn't even annoy you. That doesn't even count.
That was it.
I would say something that annoys you.
You're going to tell me what annoys you about me.
What annoys me you about you, me. Yeah, I am. What is something that you seem to get annoyed with? Oh, when I lose things in the house and then I tell you we're selling the house.
I think that's true.
Really annoys you.
You also ask me always, hey, do you know where this so-and-so is before you even look? Like, you'll call me at work. Hey, do you know where my dress is? Yeah, where you hung it last time, where it belongs. Oh, yeah, okay.
This is actually true.
It is true. Like,
but so, we don't live in a huge house by any means. But if it was up to me, I personally would live in an apartment for the rest of my life. I love the idea of an apartment. Ryan does not. From day one, he's always wanted to live in a house, always wanted to buy a house. And I've been very, very anti. I like the idea of anything goes wrong, boom, I pick up the phone. I call somebody. I don't pay a single dollar. I don't care if it has to be replaced. It's not costing me any money, and I'm done.
I agree with you there. I mean, that's the great part about living in an apartment, but then you also have to worry about your neighbors.
I don't care about neighbors. Tell me one house we've ever lived in or one apartment that we...
floor.
Exactly, and we would never not live on the top floor.
No, and in Chicago, we had the neighbors coming over because you were banging when you take steps, you walk around like
Godzilla. Well, I do walk
she
very
walks really,
heavy.
Really, really hard. Like, yes. Like, seriously, you would think Godzilla is upstairs. I have no idea why. Her feet aren't that big. I don't know why it makes the noises that it does.
You know how many times you've texted me and said, can you please stop walking so loud? Yeah. Like, the roof is shaking. Right. So anyways, if it was up to me, we would live in an apartment. But he's very anti that. And our house now is not huge. It's just under, 2,000 square feet?
Like something like that.
But to me, it's much, much bigger than a two-bedroom apartment that was super easy to maintain and clean. So I literally can never, ever, ever find anything in this house because all we ever do is just stuff in random places. So then I can't find it, and I get so worked up and so angry that then I tell him we're selling the house, we're moving into an apartment, I don't care. And then he always tells me, call Sandy, that's our realtor. And I'm like, you think I won't? I really will. And he's like, I just told you go ahead. And then we go back and forth about it. I'm like, nope, you think I'm not serious? He's like, no, I know you're serious. Go ahead and call. And then the next morning I say, we don't have to sell the house. I found it. It was, you know, wherever it was. Right?
I say I know.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have done that, like, earlier in our relationship. I would have fought you on it, but now I'm just like, yeah, okay, let's sell the house. Because I know where it's going to end.
So smart. Does Ryan need another bathroom intervention? No.
No, I'm good
now. No, he's good now. What do you actually do with your time in the bathroom now?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Play on my phone just for not an obscene amount of time.
Okay.
Like, I used to be on there, like, until my legs would fall asleep. But now, I know that's usually a cue I need to get up.
Okay. What did you think when you realized that Alana takes a bubble bath every single day, twice a day? What were your thoughts in the beginning?
It didn't bother me at all.
You never,
I didn't even think anything of it because I just figured, oh, that's, I don't know, a woman thing. I didn't think much of it at all.
Because it's so weird. Everyone,
It would be better than you not taking any but bubble baths or showers. I'm fine
true.
With this. Yeah.
But it's funny because to me it's normal because that's just how we all grew up. Like my mom and my dad, you see when we're there, they always take a bath in the morning. They always take a bath at night, except if my dad calls out to fly. My dad's a pilot. He takes a shower then. But I've always taken a bath morning and night, and my brother did too. So it's funny though because everyone except Ryan just thinks this is like mind-blowing. Like all the girls at work, anyone I've worked with – previously, my friends in Chicago, friends in Florida, they're all just mind blown and cannot wrap their head around the fact that they say I'm just so extra. And I'm like, no, I just really enjoy it. They're like, that's so extra.
You haven't taken a shower in this house, have you? Maybe one?
Once. And it was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And it was when I had strep throat. Right. And I was like, I don't want to sit in a bathtub. I just want to get this over with. Right. Yep. So I don't really think it's that weird. No, I mean, what are things that I do that are weird?
Things that you do that are weird.
Yeah.
You don't do any weird stuff. I don't know. You're pretty normal, besides just being loud.
Because, like, all the girls at work, they always think, like, that it's like a circus at our house.
It's not.
Like, that there's always something, like, going on and something crazy that I'm doing or crazy that I'm saying.
I don't know. What's something weird that I do?
Something weird that you do. There has to be something. You know, after this is what I'm going to remember. Right. So maybe we can pick up that part, like, part two or three.
Okay. I can give you something that you probably think is weird that you always tell me.
What?
That, like, I shower before, like, going to the gym. Like, I shower a lot.
A lot. Yeah, a lot. My two baths a day is nothing on this guy.
Yeah, you're always like, why are you showering before you go to the gym?
Okay. Yeah. We could literally be running to the grocery store. Like, it could be 9 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, okay, we need eggs and bread for Gianni. That's our son's name. And he's like, all right, give me 15. For what? He's got to do his hair, brush his teeth, change his clothes. Why? We're running into the grocery store. Why is it big? Why? Why are we doing all that? That is so annoying that you do that. Just go.
No, I'd like to be clean. Look good.
Feel your dad's good. The same way, though. Yeah. Like, your dad has to do his hair before he leaves the house, has to shower.
Yeah, don't you feel better about yourself when you're clean and you look good?
Yeah, but not for a 5-minute run to the grocery store. I feel like you ruin it. No, it turns into an hour process.
Your day off good. I'm all about it.
I mean, I'm all about showering to start the day, but, like, if it's a quick errand that you're running and you're coming back home for the day, why the need to get dressed to the nines?
If you start your day out, like, going to the grocery store dressed like a bum, that's how the rest of your day's going to go. You're just going to be lounging all day because you're being a bum.
So that actually kind of ties into something that we were talking about last night about, like, setting your intentions and setting up your day right, that I want to try waking up 1 hour earlier with you in the mornings and just, like, spending time together, like, out back, have some coffee, eat some breakfast together before the baby wakes up. What are your thoughts?
I think I would rather – because I go to work so early, so I would wake up now at 5:45. That waking up at 4:45 a.m. just is way too early. So I would rather spend an extra hour with you at night.
Okay, but what time do I go to bed at night?
Too early.
Right.
Way too early.
Like, by choice. If it was my choice, 7:45, 8 o'clock, I'd be asleep. But lately, it's been closer to 9 because I've been having problems sleeping because Ryan's psycho cat.
No, that is not my cat. I take no responsibility for that cat.
That's 100% your cat. Okay, let's see.
I'm married into that cat.
Okay, quick Q&A, like, flash questions, okay?
It's like fast.
How tall is Alana?
5'1".
Okay.
On a good day.
Okay. Alana's favorite movie?
Casino.
Ooh, you're good! I thought for sure you would have forgot that. Favorite candy?
I like hot tamales.
Okay.
Sour Patch Kids.
But seasonal?
Candy corn.
Yep. Ooh, you are really good. Alana's favorite food?
I don't know. You like seafood. I like nothing in particular. Scallops.
True.
Scallops are up there.
And Italian food. Yeah. I'm a big Italian guy.
Yeah, you're not. No.
No,
big
I'm.
Italian girl.
Big Italian. Oh, big Italian girl.
Doesn't sound good either, so.
Drink of choice.
You're on that vodka. What is it? Vodka pineapple?
The Malibu.
Yeah.
Flavored and the, vodka. No, the flavored vodka. Yeah, the Ciroc one. Yeah, that's really good.
New kick. What do you mix it with?
What do I mix it with?
Pineapple, right?
Yeah, a splash of pineapple. But just a splash.
Malibu and
pineapple. Yeah, Malibu and pineapple. Or I do the Ciroc. The Summer Colada one, which is amazing, but it was limited edition. Mm.
Bummer.
Let me see. What other questions? We have a lot of other questions.
That was your flash round with 3 questions?
Well, no, I had more, but I don't see them on here, and I don't want to keep saying okay, I think the next segment is going to be more about our parenting life and, like, how well we do as parents and what we're proud of as parents, because a lot of these next questions, there's like 8 or 9 questions that have to do directly with parenting. So we will save that for the next podcast. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in.